Books on Tape presents Triangle, The Fire That Changed America, by David von Draeli, read by Barrett Whitener. The Triangle Company. With blood, this name will be written in the history of the American workers' movement, and with feeling will this history recall the names of the strikers of this shop, of the Crusaders. Jewish Daily Forward, January 10, 1910. Prologue. On November 26, 1910, a damp, gloomy Saturday in New York City, the quitting bell rang at 4:45 p.m. inside the Triangle Waste Company, a bustling garment factory operating high above Washington Square. Hundreds of workers sprang from their machines to line up at one exit of the factory. Then they slowly filed past the night watchman, whose job was to search their handbags for stolen merchandise. When they reached the street, they found newsboys frantically hawking extra editions of Gotham's newspapers. That morning, across the river in Newark, New Jersey, in a four-story brick building with windows shaped like tombstones, a small gasoline-powered machine exploded inside a light bulb factory. Within minutes, fire filled the third floor of the building, trapping nearly 100 young women in a garment factory on the floor above. It was the deadliest fire in New Jersey history. New Yorkers devoured the details of Newark's High Street fire. The workers, it turned out, had no training for emergencies and no idea what to do. Some rushed down the single stairway, escaping moments before the flames blocked the way. Others went to the two fire escapes, which were hard to reach and poorly designed. As the fire entered the garment shop,